It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye claimed that spinach was the key to bulging biceps, but researchers at Vanderbilt University have just found a new use for the super vegetable, harnessing the power of the sun. Kane Jennings teaches chemical and biomolecular engineering at Vanderbilt University. With his colleague, Professor David Kliffel, he has developed a new way to use proteins found in spinach to generate solar power. He joins us now from Nashville. Professor, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So it sounds like Popeye was right. Spinach really is strong to the finish.
That's absolutely true.
Now, how do you get juice out of this spinach? I mean, the electric type. What exactly have you developed here?
What we do is extract out a key protein found in spinach and all other green plants known as photosystem 1. When we place photosystem 1 on a surface, it's able to capture incoming light, much like it does in photosynthesis, and creates ultimately power, both current and a potential, to power a solar cell.
What made you think, though, of using vegetables to make solar cells?
Well, photosynthesis. If you look at the rate of power produced on planet Earth by photosynthesis, it is 8 times greater than all of the power that we are developing through fossil fuels at the moment. So photosynthesis is just a gigantic solar conversion process out there in nature. So therefore, we wanted to use green plants that are very well known for capturing the sun's light and producing power.
What makes your spinach solar cell more productive than other biohybrid solar cells?
We have found that if we place this protein onto a positively doped silicon electrode, that we get 2,500 times more power than if we had placed this protein film onto a metal electrode. We've also found that we get 6 times more power out over just the silicon electrode alone.
You're saying that by using spinach, you can have solar cells that are basically 6 times more powerful than what's on people's roofs right now?
Not exactly, because what we're in that case, we're comparing apples to oranges. What's on folks' roofs right now would be a silicon-based photovoltaic, which is a very solid-state type device. What we're looking at here is more of a wet-based solar cell, more like kind of a solar battery, where you've got small molecules that ultimately transfer the power away from the protein film.
But power-wise, how does this compare to our conventional cells that we have today?
We're not quite in the conversation at this point with, say, the conventional PVs. What we have shown is that we've increased the power output on these simple liquid-based solar cells by a million-fold in the last 5 years. If we can stay on this trajectory, we will be very close to those more traditional photovoltaics in about 3 years.
And spinach is cheaper than silicon.
Spinach is very affordable. That's right.
Now, everyone knows that spinach is an incredibly nutritious vegetable. We don't always like to eat it, of course. What impact does that have on its uses for solar energy? I mean, might there be a tighter spinach market once this gets going?
Yes, what I would really like to see long-term is if we're able to continue to make these substantial improvements in our performance, is for us to shift away from a traditional food source such as spinach and ultimately use sources that are non-food based. For example, we are now working on a project where we can actually extract photosystem 1 from kudzu.
Ah.
Now, kudzu is an invasive, rapidly growing vine that covers many millions of acres in the southeastern United States.
So, Professor Jennings, how far away are we today from having commercially marketable spinach or kudzu solar cells?
I would say that we are about in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 years of having commercially marketable solar cells based on biohybrid technology. We need to make performance improvements to get us much closer to what traditional photovoltaics are giving out right now. And we need to really investigate all the materials issues to make sure that we're getting the highest efficiencies we can out of these materials.
Before we go, do you think sweet pea would approve?
I think sweet pea would be happy to know that we are getting alternative types of power out of spinach.
Kane Jennings is a professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering at Vanderbilt University. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed this.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I ain't seen spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.